This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The single biggest global ransomware attack continues to wreak havoc, and as more details emerge on how a Russia-linked gang breached the company whose software was exploited, in essence, the criminals used a tool that helps protect against malware to spread it widely. Thousands of victims have been identified in at least 17 countries, with ransom demands of up to 5 million reported. The attack comes less than a month after President Joe Biden pressed Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop providing safe havens to ransomware gangs, including the ones responsible for the latest attack. Rescuers searched through more rubble Monday after the last of the collapsed Florida condo building was demolished, which allowed crews into previously inaccessible places, including bedrooms where people were believed to be sleeping at the time of the disaster. But they faced a new challenge from thunderstorms that hit the area as Tropical Storm Elsa approached the state. Four more victims were discovered in the new pile, according to the Miami-Dade Assistant Fire Chief, telling family members, raising the death toll to 28 people. Another 117 people remain unaccounted for. Tropical Storm Elsa swept over western Cuba near Havana with strong rain and winds Monday night, and forecasters said it would move on to the Florida Keys on Tuesday and Florida's central Gulf Coast by Wednesday. Storm was passing over mainly rural areas to the east of Havana after making landfall at a natural park with few inhabitants. By evening, Elsa had maximized sustained winds of 50 miles per hour.